Blog Talk Radio. Oh, I love that song, Okereke, Miracles. I love that song. Well, what song do I not like by Okereke? And hope to have him back as a guest real, real soon. So shout out to Okereke and his wife and fellow supporters like I. And before that, of course, you heard my dear friend Mars Mills. And shout out to Mars Mills and Shane Forbes. I see they had fun last night because Shane had a gig in Chicago last night. So shout out to you guys. Love your pictures. Okay? But I'm so excited. I'm super excited. I'm just shooting to the chase. You know, usually we do a little small talk, but I do not want to waste a minute because I am so excited. Finally, today, the one and only Martini PhD. I'm not even going to say anything more and just lead him, just turn it on because I'm super, super excited. And there's so much that I can say. This is just the first of many, many, many talks because, you know, he's on tour and he's just recently launched his new corrective hair care line. So there's so much to say, but he definitely would like for you all to know about what he is currently doing and working on along with his team of professionals. So with no further talk, here he is, the one and only, straight out of Big D, by way of Columbus, Ohio, Martini PhD. Good morning. Happy Easter.
Good morning. Happy Easter to you.
How are you?
Oh, I'm all right. How about yourself?
I'm blessed. I'm super blessed and obviously you super excited talking with you this morning.
Well, that's great. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you so much. So what's going on? How's everything going at Martini Studio Salon? That you all can like Martini Studio Salon Facebook page. And also,
yes,
you can friend Martini at Martini PhD. Just putting it out there already.
Right, right, right. Reach out and touch us, reach out and touch us. You can find out what's going on with our group, with our tour. We have a new product line we're pretty excited about that I'm sure we can talk a little bit about. Just trying to take black hair care back to square one with general basics that we've left behind for a long time. We're reconstructing the hair in a new way to provide healthy hair to people again. We have a lot going on also with natural hair, which is really big right now. We have a product that is revolutionary in that it allows the client to be able to wear the hair in its natural state, meaning in its curly curl pattern without the frizz and the unmanageability, and also the flexibility and versatility of wearing the hair in a straightened form without doing what we call your grandmother's press, meaning it's not heavy, it's not greasy, it has a lot of body, it has a lot of shine without the application of oils because we are first correcting the hair. So that it can, you know, do what it's supposed to do naturally, which is have a natural shine. We've been bamboozled so long with the chemicals and the products, and we've been taught to believe that we need a lot of things on our hair that we don't actually need on our hair. You know, there are some situations that may require some oil to some degree, but we're moving away from all the lubricants and the greasy waxes and things that were once used in pressing hair. So it's pretty revolutionary, and if you're in the Jackson area or any of our areas where you see them tour your professional styles, it's a good idea to come and check out what we have going on.
Definitely innovative. I mean, wow, your hair care line, it sounds like a dream come true, because what you just described, I grew up the old school way, growing up with my auntie who just retired her salon, which opened in 61, and grew up exactly in that, what you were saying, basically getting your hair pressed, and if you didn't want to get your hair pressed, then you had to resort to getting a perm. So you are talking about non-chemical processes, right?
Correct, correct. Well, actually, it's a full-fledged one. We have things for relaxed hair as well. In my salon, we have maybe 80% of clientele that is actually either natural or going natural, which we call transition, which we also have products in the line geared towards helping with the transition and the problems that come with transitioning from natural hair or relaxed hair into natural hair, trying to curb some of those problems so it's an easier process for women who choose to do that without going through the big chop, which is, of course, the process of just cutting all the relaxer off. That's not an option for some women.
Or waiting forever for the perm to grow out. See, this is a dream line. I can't wait to try it myself because this is a dream line for me. Either get it chopped off or wait forever for the perm to grow out.
Right. Well, transition actually is a waiting process, if you want to call it that. It's a way of actually growing the hair out. But what I'm meaning is that
your hair can look good. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Sometimes when we, the clients, let it grow out, we don't know what to do, don't know anything to do, but it sounds like your line, it's just easy to manage, and it's home maintenance and everything is just simple.
Right, right. It makes the hair much more manageable, and again, it addresses some of the issues that the hair goes through when it's in transition, meaning that the texture will begin to change, you know, the natural texture begins to take over a little bit more. And a lot of women, because for so many years they have not seen the natural texture of their hair, they're terrified of what's going to happen.
You're right about that.
Yeah, because they don't know what's going to happen, and they feel like, oh, I'm not going to be able to manage that. But I'll tell you, before I even did my own product line, I started this venture into this natural hair care because for a long time, I was one of those stylists where if you sit in my chair, baby, you get a herb. You know, I just felt like I'm not dealing with all that thick stuff, and, you know, and you just didn't want to do it. But I was taught by another person who was into the natural hair care thing way ahead of me. And she also actually developed her own product line, and I learned a lot of things from her and a lot of things from some of my other associates who were delving off into that area. And I learned that it's not really as hard to maintain as we've been led to believe. It's a little different than what you're used to doing, but it's probably no more work than you're already doing to your relaxed hair. It's just different work, and sometimes it takes some adjusting or getting used to having to do something different to maintain your hair. But once you get, you know, the swing of it and understand what it is and how it works, it's not really as much work as you may seem to before. And, of course, like I said, with our product line, it kind of eases some of that pain so you don't have so much dryness, so you don't experience so much of the breakage and shedding and different things that happen when you begin to transition that relaxer out of your hair.
That sounds interesting. I like that, a natural shine. Because you're right. Some of us think that we just have dry hair or dry scalp. What? A natural shine? Some of us some listeners right now are saying, what? We can have a natural shine?
You know, and a lot of it, too, also, you know, people don't realize, and I tell this to my clients as well all the time, going natural or even having a healthier period doesn't have to be about going natural, but it's a whole body process. And what I mean by that is you need to be healthy from the inside out. You know, we take light of things like that because we don't really realize how important some of those things are with healthy, you know, in order to maintain healthy hair. You know, simple things that we just let go by, like the proper amount of rest, the proper diet, the proper water intake, the proper exercise. Those things are imperative to healthy hair.
And eating plenty of fruits and vegetables. Yeah.
Right, right. Just having a proper diet. It's a very holistic approach to keeping your hair healthy. And a lot of the things that we have kind of are in line with that, helping the body to do what it is naturally supposed to do anyway. And in saying that, you know, again, when you speak about natural shine, you know, having the proper water intake has a lot to do with that. And, you know, many people are not drinking water. You know, I have clients who come to the salon, sometimes they come in, I make them drink a glass of water, like wine, some plain. I don't want no water today. I'm like, you want healthy hair, right? Okay.
Good point. Because my cosmetologist, and he likes for me to refer to him as cosmetologist. My cosmetologist, my last visit about a month and a half ago, I drink a lot of water. So I was surprised when he mentioned to me, Bethany, why is your scalp so dry? I was like, well, I've been drinking a lot of water, but I had a cold flu during the holidays, like December, January, and had been taking a lot of over-the-counter medication. And then I mentioned that to him. I said, do you think that might have been the reason? Because I do consume a lot of water and juices. And I guess you probably agree. He said, yes, that probably had a lot to do with it, with those over-the-counter medications, like drying me out. It affected the appearance of my scalp.
Right, right. Your hair, your skin, your nails are an outward complexion of what's going on in the inside of your body. So whatever you put into your body, it's in your hair, it's in your skin, it's in your nails. And generally your hair is nourished by the blood and lymph in your body. So anything you put in your body, of course, then enters your bloodstream, and then it shows up in your hair, your skin, and your nails. Another good example of that is I have some young ladies, you know, because from the younger crowd, they go out, they party Friday night, you know, they're drinking their Jack Daniels and their Chevy's Regals and their whoever else. But when they come in that next morning, Saturday morning, for me to shampoo their hair, when I put their head back in that bowl and wet it, whatever liquor they were drinking, I can smell it.
No way. It just comes out the door.
I can smell it. And yeah, and they're like, how do you know? You know, I can put her head back in the bowl and say, woo-wee, you had jackass forever. And you know,
wow.
Yeah, because you can smell it. It comes through the air. It really does.
Wow. So we really are what we eat and drink. Wow.
Exactly.
Man, because they're like, well, how do you know you weren't with me?
Right, and your hair reacts to that accordingly. You know, the alcohol dries the hair out. You know, and you've already probably not drinking enough wine. And then you're full of jackets at night. So there's a lot of things that affect the way the hair responds to the things that we're doing to it on a daily basis. So,
listeners, I hope you all listening and most definitely contact Martini PhD, and must stress, your clientele is multicultural, am I right?
Exactly, we do. We tell ourselves that it's a multicultural, polytextual salon, meaning that we deal with a lot of different cultures and ethnicities and a lot of different textures of hair. As I mentioned earlier, we do have about 80% clients now, either natural or in transition to be natural, meaning that they're, you know, growing their relaxer out and going to a natural state. But we do also deal with a certain amount of Hispanic clientele. We have a small amount of Caucasian clientele. So we deal with a lot of different hair types, which is why the product line is set up the way it is. We do have some things that are for natural hair. We have things that kind of cater, you know, to different groups or different things or different groups, cultural groups, based on the hair's needs for that individual group. So we feel we have a pretty well-rounded line, and we're happy to say that because of the problems that have been going on with a lot of people's hair for years, and the things we've been doing the hair, we're kind of coming from another standpoint, because there are so many products out there that typically tend to coat the hair. And to have healthy hair, you have to have a healthy cuticle, but that's where it all kind of starts from. If that cuticle is shut down and closed, you have healthy hair. That's the bottom line. And so that's where our product line kind of comes into handy, because it focuses on reconstructing the hair, closing the cuticle, and getting your hair's natural integrity back into play. So,
see, that's important, and that's what I brag about your work and the salon of your staffers also, is that, you know, people that haven't been to your salon before see the beautiful work, but healthy hair is number one.
Exactly.
It sounds like you're not going to just do a service for a client because he or she asked for it. It's back to what you had just said, that the health of the hair is what's important.
Yeah, the health of the hair is important. You know what? Believe it or not, some people don't care. So, you know, we try to...
care about what? Oh, martini?
They don't care about healthy hair. They want whatever that style is, unfortunately. I mean, it's a sad but true reality. You know, it'd be something they want. Like, say, okay, it's not the healthiest idea for you right now. You know, if the integrity of your hair is not up to par, then I'm not inclined to be highlighting and bleaching your hair, you know, but, you know, you have people that will push. But, hey, you do what you got to do, and at the same time try to educate them on healthier hair, because I'm big on healthier hair. You know, you can have a style. What's the good in having a style that's not going to hold, if it's going to break, if it's going to shed, because the integrity of your hair is not up to par to handle the type of services that you're asking for on your hair. So, like I said, once again, that's where we feel the line is very important, because it caters to so many different hair types, you know, damaged hair, excessively curly hair. We have the products, again, for natural hair that makes caring for unchemically relaxed hair a little bit easier. And what we're most proud of with our products, again, speaking about some of the other products that are on the market now, it generally, like I said, tends to coat the hair, and that's where it's making you believe your hair is healthy. Because what it does, it coats the hair to a degree that, you know, coating so that you get a shiny, nice finish. Well, that's what we call treating symptoms. And what I mean by that is our hair has so many different things going on where we have these products that are coating it. We're treating the symptoms, which are dryness, breakage, thinning, or excessively curly or frizzy hair. We're using all these products that generally tend to treat those symptoms. Our product line is designed from another standpoint where you're not treating symptoms, but you're actually treating the problem. Our program works on what the problem is instead of, again, treating the symptom. If you get rid of the problem, you don't have the symptoms. So that's kind of how our product line works, where you're not having something to coat your hair up for a little while, because it's called a reconstructor. But then when you go back to the salon, you have to have your hair reconstructed again, because this is a temporary fix. A lot of the products we've been using have coated the hair, so it's like a Band-Aid. Whereas when you come in and have a treatment done with us, we're actually working on shutting the cuticle down. We're actually working on imparting water into the hair, which is, we have products that actually moisturize the hair with nothing but water, and which is what the body does naturally, which is, again, why I talked about drinking water. We have a product that actually locks or traps water in between your two layers of hair, which helps create a more natural shine. Once we trap that water into the hair, we have another product that actually closes the cuticle down around the work that you've just done. So the next time you come back, you don't need to reconstruct again, because the cuticle is closing intact like it should be.
It's been started, yeah. Because you've already started the process. And your hair care line is for longevity, and not, like you back to what you were saying, not temporary. fix
right.
something.
And that's why we call it a corrective hair care line, because that's what our focus is on, correcting the hair to or taking the hair back to what we would call its natural integrity, what it should be in its health.
Exactly. Nature. I noticed that, and I love that. And whenever I talk about your product line, I make sure to say corrective, because it's important for us to know that it is corrective. I mean, it is correcting problems.
Exactly, and not treating symptoms.
We have 90 more seconds. The live streaming will stop, but we can continue on for another 10 minutes. Do you have another 10 minutes? Because we still need to talk more about the tour and about your
right.
stock.
Right.
So do you have another 10 minutes?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Okay, good. Okay. Okay, listen, audience, the live streaming will stop in about a minute, so I just want you all to know, those of you that are able to, that we're going to continue on. And if you're not able to stick with us, you can listen to the show in its entirety at my profile at blogtalkradio.com, /culture shock, and KulturShockent-Beth, and you can friend Martini PhD on Facebook at Martini PhD, and also like Martini Studio Salon, right, fan page.
Right.
At Facebook.
Or they could also visit us online at www.phdsalonelite.com.
Exactly. Plus, friend and subscribe to his YouTube channel. I am in awe with Martini YouTube channel, so you all can view his past hair show battles and also one-on-ones with his clientele, but you'll see all that also on his website. Okay, so back to what inspired you to create your own corrective hair care line?
Once again, just like I said, Julie, being in this business for 20-something years and seeing the things that are happening with hair inspired me to want to kind of change some things or take things in my own direction in regards to my knowledge of hair and what healthy hair should be. So that's really all it took.
Oh, you were like proactive. I'm doing this And so I'm not asking you to share your secrets, but how did you meet with chemists or scientists? But it's holistic. So did you meet people and told them what needed to be in this product line?
Right. Well, some of the things were already, you know.
Your process about telling us too many secrets.
Some things are already kind of in play, and then you go in and you alter them to where you need them to be. And things that don't exist, you have those things created. So it's a little bit of everything, you know, based off of just what you need or what I was trying to accomplish, per se.
Wow. And we're talking about his product line, and the website, because people can purchase your items online also, because you have home maintenance line also, right?
Correct.
And it is what, phdsalonelite.com /products?
That's correct.
Okay. Listeners, be sure to visit the website so you can learn more about the new line. And that is one. The tour is in support of your new line, right?
Correct. We are traveling on tour to several different cities. We just came back from Charlotte, North Carolina. We have a couple of things going on here in Dallas at the end of this month.
Wow, I can't wait to get to Bit D2 and have fun with you all. But more importantly, we are super excited here in Jacktown. In the city of Jackson, Mississippi. Wow, I mean.
We'll be headed your guys' way on May the 6th and 7th. So, actually, we're pretty excited about that because it's going to be a 2-day event there. starting with the Spring Cut Party, which basically is an event that centers around cutting hair and actually doing something different with it this time and turning it into a battle. So we're looking for the best hair cutter in Jackson. So we hope everybody to come on out and party with us a little bit. It's generally in an evening or club atmosphere setting, and we have some of the best scouts in the city come out and compete for a cash prize based off of their cutting skills. We have the DJ, we have the music going. It's really a fun time, and you know, some of the stylists in your area will get some advertisement and show people what they can do in the area. And it's really just a fun time for everyone. And then,
and we're super, super excited. We used to have hair events here all the time on a regular basis, and for some reason they happen just every blue moon. So we're looking forward to this being just your first visit. And for you to come back on even larger scale. But the whole weekend with Martini PhD in Jackson, Mississippi, wow, we're just super, super excited. And the best of the best, I know many say they are the best, and I know a lot of stylists that definitely do good work. So I am excited. I'm definitely excited to see all of the best and the best, from the veterans to the newcomers, to come on out and celebrate
right.
on both days. On the cup party is Sunday, and Monday, explain to the professionals what Monday is all about.
Monday will be a day for professionals only. We'll have myself and my team, you know, some others. Actually, have a couple of other people asking to come with us, so it may get a little bigger than we expected. But we're doing we do education. We'll be focusing on, of course, my product line, product knowledge, how to properly use the product. Also, we have a makeup team that may come out and do some makeup tips for those that are interested in learning to get a little bit of technique on makeup. And also, my partner, Ryan Johnson, who is part of the Top Guns International team, will be doing a hair cutting demonstration. It's really, really awesome. So that's a good time for professionals to come out and learn the latest techniques, you know, as per our design team and what we're doing. We give you some pretty innovative techniques that you can take back to the salon and make some money, you know, cut your time and stimulate your creativity a little bit. And learn some things and be able to offer some new techniques that you weren't able to offer before. And then also on top of that, they'll be able to receive continued education hours, which are, you know, good towards their, you know, renewal of their license. So it's a good idea to come out and check us out, find out what's new. You know, in this industry, things are constantly changing. And we like to think that we are on the cutting edge of that, our design team. So we're going to bring some things to you that you may have seen before, but you're definitely going to see something as well that you haven't seen before. So it's very beneficial for stylists who want to stay on the cutting edge to come on and check us out, some of these new techniques and different things like that, to better yourself. And this is, like I said, about a career where you constantly have to learn, you constantly have to change, you constantly have to better yourself. And this is just one opportunity for you to do that. The same goes with me. I mean, just because I travel and I'm an educator and I'm doing all these things, please believe me when I say I still have mentors. I still, you know, go to classes. I still learn from people. One of my huge mentors is Andre Edwards out of Los Angeles, California. You can look him up on Facebook as well. And he has an organization called the House of Andre. But he is an awesome, awesome hair cutter, complete motivator. Hopefully we may be able to get him to come out as well. I ain't going to make that promise, but we'll see what happens.
That would be great. Come to Jackson, Andre.
He's actually one of my mentors. So I just say that to say that in this profession, you're constantly learning. So, you know, you can never know too much.
Exactly. And one thing that I know about the professional stylists here and the aspiring stylists here in Jacktown, they definitely like to stay on the cutting edge also, love to be innovative. I mean, those of you who have never been to Mississippi, don't be fooled, because there are many, many fashionistas here and professionals who like to do new things. You know, like to learn. And to me, you are considered one of the best, a superstar. So this is just amazing that you are stopping here in Jackson, Mississippi, to share your knowledge.
Well, thank you. And then you'll
probably become many stylists here.
Say that again.
I said you probably would become a mentor to many stylists here. And begin networking.
I welcome that opportunity. You know, networking in this business is very, very important. Like I said, just because you're the head of the class doesn't mean you know it all. You know, there are many times that we do these demonstrations, and I even learn things from my crowd, from my public. So it's always a give and take situation. You know, this doesn't mean I know everything. It just means I know some things that I can share with you. You know.
And see, that's one thing that I love about you. You're down to earth, because you have every reason to have a superstar attitude, but you don't.
I'm just everyday people.
Yeah. And so you have very good reason to, like, I'm Martini, PhD, but you don't have that attitude. Wow. So that's good. He is definitely.
I'll even necessary.
Exactly, because growing up in the beauty business and the hair business, and just being exposed to certain people in the fashion industry, there are people, and you know what I'm talking about, that they're not approachable. Once the training class is over, or once the event is over, it's hard for aspiring stylists to approach them, and so. You seem approachable.
Yeah, I mean, I try to be, because we all have to learn from somewhere or someone, and, you know, once upon a time, I was, what I would say, not quite at school in my arena, and I learned a lot by eye hustling, is what we call it, and by asking a lot of questions. And what I mean by eye hustling is, I mean, watching the ones who were doing what I wanted to do, you know.
Ah, that's good advice for all industries. I'm listening. A lot of musicians and a lot of entrepreneurs are listening. So that's good advice for everybody. Okay.
Right.
Okay, continue.
Well, I mean, that's really just it. I would just say that, you know, sometimes you have to, if you can't get close, you have to get what you can. So, you know, a lot of time, persistence pays off as well. You know, if the things you want, if you want to be close to somebody who's doing something you want to do, put yourself as close as you can and just absorb what you can. You know, like you said, everybody's not always reachable, but hey, you know, you have to make it do what it can do when the opportunity presents itself.
Wow. When I promoted the show yesterday on air, I told the listeners that you would share, well, on Thursday, you would share advice that's good for the aspiring and also veterans, and you definitely are sharing good advice.
Keep an open mind. That's very imperative in our business. You know, like you said, you have so many people who, you know, they've been doing it so long, and they think, oh, well, you can't tell me nothing. You know, there's always going to be people like that, but the thing about that is, once you think you know it all, you're closing yourself out. You're actually blocking your blessings, because you're, again, in a profession or career that is ever-changing. You can't ever know everything. So keeping yourself open to it is the best way to, you know, do excel. You know, like you said, I have every right to think, you know, I'm all of that and whatever else, but I'm humble enough and smart enough to realize. And it did take some years to get there, but you come to a point where you realize that, you know, there is always going to be somebody that can do something better than you.
Mm-hmm.
And so aspiring to be better. better. You have to surround yourself with people who are doing better. You know, one of my strongest mottos has always been, if you're the smartest one in your clique, or the most talented one in your clique, or the most successful one in your clique, then you need a new clique. You know?
I like that, surround yourself around people.
What I mean by that is that you need to be surrounded by people that are doing more than you. You can't move ahead for people who are just on your level. You kind of get stagnant. You have to have something to aspire to. So surround yourself with people that are doing more than you or better than you. You know, you can't be ashamed or shy. You just jump out there and get it, particularly when you're in a profession where you're working for yourself.
That's good advice, especially for those that feel like you're in a rut. You know, just do things different and don't be scared to be around people who are experts in other areas.
Right. And especially, like I said, again, in our profession, because we have a very high turnover when you're dealing with clients, when you're even dealing with the stylist and they work in your salon. It's a high turnover. So, excuse me, you have to realize that if they can't get it at your shop, guess what? I don't care how faithful, how long, if they want it bad enough and you're not doing it because you've closed your mind to learning what it is, chances are the first opportunity they have to get it, they're probably going to be in someone else's chair. So you have to be mindful of that. You know, like I said, it's ever-changing. You need to know what's new, what's happening. And even if you choose not to do it, it needs to be knowledgeable.
We have five seconds
to say, okay, thank you for having me on your show. We look forward to seeing all y'all in Jackson. And check us out at www.